This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know there's radio protocol and things you're supposed to say or not say and ways you're supposed to do it that make your, you know, things go viral or whatever, and I just don't care. So I'm going to tell you what you need to know about leftists right now. They are scumbags. Skanks, whatever adjective you give them that makes you think of putrid vomit, you know, mixed with whatever, you know, do you get what I'm saying? That's what you're looking at when you look at leftists. Democrats, progressives, whatever they call themselves. How detached must you be to want to support that side of the aisle? Because that side is evil. There's two things in life, folks. There's good and there's evil, and they are evil. Oh, I know. There's all the things in between. But you know what I'm talking about. Don't try to make some gray here and split hairs. There's good and there's evil. There are people who have good intentions, and maybe things turn out bad. They're still on the side of good, but then there's just blatantly evil. And what we're witnessing right now is blatant evil. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You've got to ignore reality in ways that blows the mind to be a leftist and want to support them, to support the ideas, the ideology, the people. Support them. How could you possibly say, I support the leadership of Joe Biden? He's a great leader. I don't know if you guys heard the NAACP, not the NAACP, one of the HBCUs, Howard University, gave Joe Biden an honorary doctorate. And I'm thinking to myself, what could you be thinking, you silly Negroes? Why would you give a brain-dead moron a doctorate from your university? What are you saying to people? It's okay to be a moron, and we'll give you the highest thing that you could get in academia. What is that? What's this statement about academia? Number one, what is the state of, quote, black academia when you dumb it down by giving Joe Biden an honorary doctorate? Oh, but Kevin, it was symbolic. They were honoring the office of the president. Okay, who else have they given one to? Barack Obama? That it? Another buffoon. Baby black Jesus? I mean, I don't know if they've given him one, but would you think that he did? Bill Clinton? How many did they give out? Does every president get one? If you want to honor the office of the president, then every one of them should get an honorary doctorate. But you choose this knucklehead? The dumbest president ever? Holy cow. Like I said, detached is too soft of a word. You should be running. You should want to be light years away from Joe Biden, his family, and the crooked nature of Democrats no matter what. And I'm going to give you a good example because this is the best one I can possibly make you understand. They get mad at us because we want to protect children. And these are the people that will fight tooth and nail to get somebody to get a criminal, a mass murderer off of death row. Get the sentence lightened because, oh, well, little Ray Ray didn't have a daddy or something. This is what we deal with. If we can't sell against this nonsense, I'm sorry. Fire the messengers. Every time somebody asks me, well, Kevin, you know, the Republican, I'm like, you know what? We started Americans for Real Change, arcinaction.com in Arizona. Got with all the people that lost in the primaries. Got 500,000 people to sign up. And we started launching this campaign that said, don't pay attention to the GOP. If you want to follow the GOP, I don't even have an analogy for you, but why don't you just follow a crocodile into the river, okay? Because these people are worse than, they don't know how to represent us. You have Donald Trump, who has been screaming from the rafters, fake news. Look at what they're doing to me. They're cheating in the elections. They're falsely accusing me of things that I've never done. And on and on. He's demonstrated the amount of propriety he's practically a saint in terms of what he took. I'm not going to be in business while I'm president. I'm going to lose billions of dollars. I'm going to just go out there and do my job. Everything you could possibly want in that task outside of the coronavirus BS. And Trump delivered, and they continue to prosecute him. And every time we unveil a new, you know, undercover of the scandal, behind the curtains of the scandals, what do we find out? The DOJ was targeting, the CIA was targeting, the FBI, the NSA, all of them targeting Trump. Not a single person going to jail, not doing equal justice to anybody on the other side. Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, the Obamas, and I could go down the list of crooks and scamps on the other side of the aisle. And here we are asking ourselves, you know, how do we get here? Like I said, what do you have to overlook as a leftist? If I'm sitting there talking to a Democrat and they start a conversation with me, well, I don't like Donald Trump, I would say, shut up. Tell me what it is that you like about your side. Please do. You've ruined black people's lives. You've ruined it for women, and you continue to. You have marginalized the LGBT community to where it's a joke. It's just as Dave Chappelle calls them, the alphabet people. They're a joke now. You make America weak. You make us look like we're no longer the beacon. Explain to me what it is that you like about what you are. Please do. Make me understand it like I'm a 3-year-old. Get in their faces. Oh, really? So you like having a brain-dead moron for a president? You like not knowing for sure if your president is all there? You like that? That's your kind of leadership, huh? And oh, by the way, have you been to the grocery store? What did it cost you to fill up your car? If you can afford it, do you think everybody can? Tell me what it is that you like about where we are right now. I just like that Donald Trump isn't in. Well, that's a great excuse. That's a great excuse. I just like that I win and you lose. Well, good. So, because you're a double loser. Because not only are you too stupid to know that you voted for the wrong guy, you don't even care that everybody else is suffering because of your idiocy. Man, don't even get me started. Oh, Lord, y'all got me worked up. Y'all got me worked up in here. Ain't going to be good. Ain't going to be good. Oh, my goodness. Foreign policy in Iran. Good or bad, Russia? Good or bad, Ukraine? Huh? What about Biden's war? Do we need to get into the rampant crime? Let's not forget, because we've been touching on it already all day today, the corruption of the DOJ. But Trump is the boogeyman. Woohoo! We better get that Donald Trump. Lord knows, we better save us from him actually going out and doing the work of the government, what he's supposed to be doing. Well, we got a good second half here for you folks. Hang in there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the left wants to get Trump, and they... And look, it's fun to watch this whole thing play out as a strategist. It really is because, as I mentioned, it's a numbers game. Oh, look at all the competition that Donald Trump has. So who do we have? I've recounted them many times. First one was John Bolton. Does anybody believe John Bolton has a shot at being president? Anybody? Okay, let's move on. Nikki Haley was number two, I believe. Anybody think Nikki Haley's going to do it? What do you think she's angling for? At best, she's angling for VP, and she's not going to get that spot. Then we got Vivek Ramaswamy. Nice guy. Sharp guy. And, I mean, he's an ingenue. Got to get his name out there. I'm saying his name. People know who he is. But let's be honest. He's got no shot. Asa Hutchinson absolutely hates Donald Trump, former governor of Arkansas. I know this for a fact. I've spent a lot of time with him. He hates Donald Trump. What do you think? You think he's got a shot? Tim Scott formed the exploratory committee. Hasn't been mentioned since. Because you know what he's going to explore and find out? He's got no shot. The only thing Tim Scott could be angling for is to be VP. And he's a black Mike Pence. He ain't going to get there. So he's not even in the race. And, of course, there's the big name, right? Ron DeSantis. But before we talk about DeSantis, let me say this. They even kicked around Kristi Noem might run. I saw an article, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, might run. Let me tell you, no thoughts of running. I know Kristi Noem. She's not going to run for president. She's not going to buck Donald Trump. And it isn't because she's afraid of Trump. She knows what he brought. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So let's cut to the chase. The big deal is Ron DeSantis, how great he's done for Florida and everything else. And for the record, a lot of it's true, a lot of it's hype. But whatever it is, that's what races are. There's truth and there's hype. And DeSantis, who I know is a good guy, I like him. I'm not going to get into, Kevin, he's a rhino, he's hanging out. Okay, fine. You know, there's nobody that's going to be perfect for this role. The closest thing we had to it, just being honest, is Donald Trump. And the reason why I say that, I'm going to tell you the reason why Trump is so deadly in politics to the evil side. It's the same reason why I'm deadly in politics myself. You can't give a crap. Donald Trump doesn't have to care. And it's not contrived. It isn't, well, politically I need to, you know. In other words, when you're a billionaire, you've earned it and you've lived it your whole life and you've earned all the accolades and you've built that brand. And there are many times where you have to come to the conclusion, I don't care what you think about me. I'm filing bankruptcy. Oh, look at you, you loser. Whatever. I don't care. Oh, look at him. He got divorced. I don't care. You have to be so self-actualized that you don't care. And it's not in an uncaring way. I know that sounds weird, but it isn't. It's not that you don't understand the ramifications of things, but you have to be able to say, I don't care what people think about me. I'm going this way. And that is the definition of leadership. I'm not tooting my own horn. I had nowhere near the financial success of Donald Trump, but I've had equally the success of Trump in life because I'm at a point where, I'm going to say it again, I don't care. I know who I am. And if you associate with me, you will say, boy, there's a guy that this will sound weird, he cares. When you're in the inner circle of Kevin Jackson and I care about you, I take your phone calls. I make the phone calls. I'm not going to tell you I'm the best at it. I got a busy life. But I care. I absolutely love my friends, love the people that have helped me. When I tell you I would give my life for them, I mean that with every fiber of my being. And that's what you sense from Trump. And that is the thing that the Democrats cannot tap into with any candidate. Let me ask you, do you think that a Democrat would throw themselves in front of a bullet for Joe Biden? You better be glad there's Secret Service, and I bet some of them are questioning it. But there are people out there who dote on Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to tell you this. There are people that will, Kevin Trump was a terrible person to work for. Okay, same thing they said about Steve Jobs. Same. If you are a good leader, there are people that go, man, that guy was a jerk. There are times in life, I'm going to tell you, I don't care if you work for Mother Teresa, there are times where you went, can we just do something different? Gandhi? MLK? Do I have to go to jail today? It's my kid's soccer game. You know, there are always things like that. But, he's a jerk. He's this. And I hear it all. Okay. All that may be true. But you know what? When it comes to this nation, he'll throw himself in front of the bullet. And Joe Biden won't do that. Joe Biden will sell the people the bullets. That's what Joe Biden would do. Barack Obama would sell the people the bullets and watch them shoot you. I am so sick of watching people that don't care about us legislate for us. Both sides of the aisle. They don't care. So we're talking about this Durham report. We're talking about the treatment of Trump. and Trump versus DeSantis, because that's where we've gotten to. It's Trump versus DeSantis, and I want to give you some food for thought. Here's what I read. DeSantis' crowd was small but passionate as he delivered a speech that sounded like a potential 2024 campaign rally, taking some shots at Trump without mentioning the GOP polling leader by name. If we make the 2024 election a referendum on Joe Biden and his failures, and if we provide a positive alternative for the future of this country, Republicans will win across the board. If we do not do that, if we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again. And I think it will be very difficult to recover from that defeat. So he's taking a little bit of a shot at Trump, but he can't do it too much because that's what Trump said. Those are Trump's very words. He said the same thing. Don't get distracted. Don't let them make you believe the polls. Don't let them make you believe against your common sense. And you know the sad part about it? We have a lot of Republicans, or people that call themselves Republicans, who are so easily led in the wrong direction, I should say misled, that it makes you question, were they ever really Republicans? The Lincoln Republicans, the Rhino crowd. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, you need some of these people that understand procedure, but you need something more. You need something better than that. It's not just about procedure. You need people that have it in their core, in their fiber of their being, that they will represent the people of this nation. Above self, you need selfless individuals. If the FBI and the rest of the DOJ have taught us anything, it's that you must find people that put the American citizen and the rule of law above everything else, and not these partisan zealots who work on behalf of the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
We're going to come together because there's no alternative to do the right thing for the country.
President Biden says he's confident there will be a new budget deal and an increase in the debt ceiling before the government would default on its debts. He also says the talks are now in the hands of a small group of senior aides. And he's shortening his trip to Asia, only attending the G summit in Japan. The Homeland Security Department says it's counting fewer migrants at the southern border, encounters dropping from about 10,000 a day over the weekend to about 4,000 a day. People who speak for Britain's Prince Harry and wife Meghan say the couple's very upset over a long, dangerous encounter with paparazzi last night in New York City, a two-hour car chase, they say. Grand jury in Moscow, Idaho, has now indicted former criminology student Brian Koberger for killing four University of Idaho students last year. Koberger will be arraigned Monday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every time the left try to hurt Donald Trump, they strengthen him. And there are people out there who believe that it's part of a strategy. Oh, if we do this, you know, if we hurt Donald Trump enough, even though it looks like it's strengthening him, we'll get him, and then people will sour on him. And they tried this in 2016, and it didn't work. And the only thing they could be setting us up for is for us to get beaten at the polls by cheating. That's it. I'm going to tell you right now. I will make this prediction. The only way Donald Trump loses is if he's cheated. And I will tell you this, and I mean it. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more. Donald Trump handily beat Joe Biden in 2020. And he got that election stolen. And I'm going to tell you that, and you say, well, Kevin, you say it, and you act like it's something new. No, I don't. I'm going to repeat it as much and as often as I can, because what I want you to understand is I'm not going to change on this position. And there are people out there. I was talking to a friend of mine. He ran for Congress here. He said, Kevin, here in Arizona and maybe in America, there are two factions. There are those that say, we need to move on. Let's not get distracted and all that, which is what I just read about DeSantis a little bit ago. We can't get distracted. We need to move on. You know, let's face the next series of hurdles. And then there's a group out there saying you can move on as much as you want. If you can't win elections because they're cheating you, what good is it for you to move on? And it makes you wonder, how could you be a Republican, watch what's happened over the last two election cycles, knowing how right you are about everything, and you think, and you're questioning, well, is it our message? There are people in the Republican Party who are questioning our message. Somebody told me, Kevin, the abortion issue was much bigger than you thought. Really? So the abortion issue was bigger than people being locked down? You're saying that women were more concerned about their bodies when we locked them down and they couldn't do whatever they wanted with their bodies. So you're going to tell me that. You're going to tell me that we can't sell the concept that is it really your body if the government can make you lock it down? See, I don't buy it. Maybe my mind is too fertile with marketing ideas and stuff, but like I say to women all the time, if it's your body, go be a prostitute. Watch what happens. Go to the precinct in any big city. See who gets arrested. Women doing what they do with their bodies as much as they want. And as soon as they go, oh, we didn't get our money, then see whose body it is. Because you're going to sit in jail. And let me tell you, every time they catch you, for the most part, you're going to sit in jail. Unless they need you as an informant, then you can get out and do a little dirt. But other than that, if it's your body, why can't you sell it? Go put your kidney on eBay. Do whatever you... I mean, what else could you sell? Piece of your liver. You can give your body away, but you can't sell it unless the government can make some money. Now, if they were harvesting your organs and the government was getting half, you could put your kidney on eBay. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Covered a lot of stuff, but I'm going to continue on with this Trump versus DeSantis for a bit. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because of how the left seem to be running Trump's campaign. And I know what many of you thinking is, like I said, there are a few people out there going, I think it's intentional, Kevin. They know he can't win. No, that's not true. It is not intentional. You know what they want to do? They think that if they keep tying Trump up in legislation, you know, in lawsuits and stuff, it'll mess up his reputation at the right time. They're waiting for the right time. The most investigated guy on the planet, and they think they're going to give another October 2024 surprise. There are no surprises for Donald Trump. No surprises. You know everything you know about him. And let me tell you something about his opponents. There are no surprises for the Bidens. There are no surprises for the Harrises. There are no surprises. They're all crooks and scoundrels. Skeletons up the wazoo. They have so many skeletons, they look like catacombs. It is insane what we know about them, what we know about Trump, and why we're still talking nonsense. And let me give you some polling here. This is Morning Consult. In January, Trump had an 11-point lead over DeSantis, 45-34. In February, he had an 18-point lead over DeSantis, 48-30. In April, Trump's lead went to 33 points, 56-23%. May the 7th, Trump's lead went to 60% to DeSantis 19%. Now, that's what's called the trend line. And I would say to the Democrats, if you want to stop Trump, you need to stop trying to stop Trump. Wow. He's gone from an 11-point differential between him and DeSantis, which is substantial, but not a lot. That means DeSantis was in play. By May, it's 41 points. And you tell me, here's what I like people to do. You have a gut feel. You have an idea of where things are headed. Ask yourself, 3-4 months ago, where were you on Trump and where are you on him now? Where were you on DeSantis and where are you on him now? I can tell you, without a dog in the fight, just looking at what's been going on, and in full disclosure, I have always said Donald Trump deserves a third term. I've said that. But if DeSantis were to win, I'd vote for him. But here's what I will tell you. If you went back to January and you said to me, Kevin, where are you? I'd say, I'm for Trump, but I like DeSantis. I give I'd say a 10 to 15 point gap in where I saw the two. If you ask me today, I'm in that 40% gap. I don't dislike DeSantis, but I don't like him as much in terms of where we are versus Trump. That's the way I feel. And it wasn't the poll that did it. I'm telling you, I got lesser on DeSantis as time goes on because I've learned a little bit more. And it, again, good guy. I've been around him enough to say he's a good guy. I'm not talking about in the political circles because you don't know people until they get into that, you know, the big money. But I will tell you, I softened on Trump because I was like, okay, well, if he wins, he wins. But I don't think I've ever been a zealot per se. I know there are people that will disagree, but you'd be wrong. I'm a zealot for action. But in January, okay, more of a toss-up. Now, not even a question. Trump, all the way. And I'm going to make a bet many of you feel identically the same way. And you should, because there's one guy fighting in a way that nobody else had. And when I come back and I look at what's going on in the country, we've got a border invasion. And you know what the left is doing? They are keeping the real truth from you. We're being invaded in no uncertain terms. They knew about it. And Trump, the very first thing he did when he came into office was talk about that porous border. He was going to fix it. And I'll be doggone. Did he do it or what? He did it. And this is where I keep coming back to the people that are naysayers, these Lincoln Project types, the rhinos and any anti-Trumpers. I say, forget Trump's name. When you look at results, how can you possibly not like the results? I remember having this discussion with a guy, and we were talking about candidates. This was a long time ago. I think Trump was just a candidate. And now I didn't think he was even trending up there. It was like he had just announced him, and he was a joke. But I was talking to a guy at a coffee shop. I'd go there quite often, and I was talking to him, and I said, and he was telling me about Trump and all this. And I went, okay, great. You don't like Trump. But tell me why. And he would list something. And I said, no, he didn't say that. And I'd give him, you know, the actual thing. And we were on the internet. I'd go, here it is. He didn't say that. Or he didn't do that. You know? And when I finished, after I did like three times where I debunked some of the things he had to say, you know what he looked at me and said? I swear this is true. He goes, Kevin, I just don't like him. And I went, okay, finally, we get some honesty. See, it has nothing to do with his abilities. It has nothing to do with his pedigree. All the things he talked about debunked. One of them I remember was he got a loan from his daddy. And I went, would you get a loan from your daddy? You ever got a loan from your family? And he was like, well. And I went, yeah, exactly. You know, then so it was like that. That was the conversation. And I've said this many times. Okay, great. His daddy gave him a loan. I wish my daddy could have given me a loan. Not, it didn't have to be $1 million. How about $10,000 so I could get my first house or buy my first car or start my first business? What do you mean his daddy gave him a loan? That's what daddies do. It was insane. Listen to these people. Oh, he had to get a loan from his father. What? Versus you getting a loan from a bank? Just stop and use a little common sense every now and then, folks. See how it works out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bob and Carol want me to come, me and Melissa to come to the Caribbean in February. And the sad part is, Bob, on the 6th, I will be in Naples. I got my calendar. I talked to my PR person just yesterday. And on the 6th, I've got a big event in Naples that is critical for my nonprofit. I'm going to be there with Alan West and a lady from my team named Michelle Connery, who is compelling. And so we won't be able to do that, but we will do something one of these days, God willing, because I really like hanging out with you folks and many others. I'm going to be, and this is for Andy in Dallas, I may be there golfing with some buddies because I'm hitting one of my zero birthdays this year, and I'm thinking about going down there to golf. I'm from Dallas, so I have a lot of friends down there, and everybody's like, "Well, Kevin, what are we going to do to celebrate your birthday?" And I'm like, "I don't know, man. I'm thinking to have everybody come up to Sedona, which is where Melissa and I got married, and we would do something there. My birthday's June 21st, but I can't celebrate that because we're going to a tournament in Atlanta for my youngest son on that during that week. So I can't do that. So here's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to celebrate my zero birthdays for the entire decade. That'll do it. I have this terrible, really cool thing going for me that I have too many really good friends. And they're like, you know, Kev, we want to, you know, I could do a destination thing because I really, truly wanted to do Costa Rica. I'm just not budgeted. But that's where Melissa and I honeymooned. I love that place. And but I got to come up with a lot of dollars to do that. But that's where I really want to celebrate it with my friends. And here's the deal. I'm lucky. A lot of my friends are like, one of my buddies called me up. He said, Kev, I don't care where we celebrate it, I'm there. Now, here's the problem. Not the problem. He called me up. He says, hey, man, Howard died. What? February celebrated his 60th birthday. And big party. Sold his company, made millions of dollars. He and his wife doing the bucket list. He dies playing golf. Invited my buddy to come play golf with him. We found out the next day he dropped dead on the golf course. Yeah, he was vaxxed. So my buddy calls me up. He's like, man, I don't care where you celebrate your birthday, I'm coming. And I'm like, I don't know that I want you there. You're the Grim Reaper. You're killing our friends. But he's being serious. He said, no, man, it's not. Here's the thing. We don't have any promises anymore. I mean, not that we had them before, but let's make the most of it. So anywhere I go, he's going to go. And I have a few friends that are like that. They're like, whatever you do this, whenever you get ready, let me know I'm there. Okay. So I'm planning something. I want to do either Costa Rica or Sedona. Why am I saying this out loud? But I'm just letting you guys know what's on my mind. Because Bob and Carol invited us to go cruising. So we'll see. But I'm telling you this, over the next few years, I'm going to try to do as many of these things as I can because life's too short. And that's why we're doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. That's why we're really getting into the film business. We have a new partner that joined the Flick Fest. And we're thinking about making the Flick Fest open to small investors. There's a new investor thing you can do that's under $150 that people can, you know, buy shares for under $150 as an investment, and you don't have to do all the rigmarole. We're thinking about doing that, but let me tell you, the Flick Fest is getting ready to take off. I'm going to London to meet with my distribution partner. We got a lot of films on slate. We have one that's technically called, the working title is called The Final Verdict. It's about the shooting of LeVar Finicum, and it's really amazing. So just, a lot of stuff on tap, and I'm going to try to close out the rest of my life doing the things that I really enjoy with the people that I really enjoy doing it with. So there you have it. Anyway, we're going to move on here. We got a lot more to talk about. The thing I wanted, because we've talked about Biden's economy, the invasion, the crooked DOJ, and all this. I don't know if you guys know it, but a Chinese, a U.S. citizen was arrested in China, and there's been very little discussion about this. In fact, I haven't heard much about it at all. So, you know, Biden can't protect American citizens. I was talking about this movie, Narcos. And I've talked, not a movie, but a series. And one of the things that they talk about, there's a DEA agent who got killed. He got kidnapped and killed in Colombia. And the U.S. at the time, and I think it was Reagan who was president, absolutely rained holy hell on the narcos. They sent in, you know, various teams, they call them teams, special forces teams, Delta Force, sometimes SEALs, and they just destroyed the narcos got the lesson. You kill an American DEA agent, and we will absolutely destroy you. And they call it, when the DEA have a word, they say the reason why we're safe is because of, and they named it after this guy, they call it the Rodriguez Law, right? Because Rodriguez got kidnapped and killed. But narcos, leave him alone. And I'm watching this show, Narcos, and these guys get kidnapped. I mean, they're putting themselves in harm's way in ways you just can't believe. And I don't know if you've ever watched these CIA thrillers, but these guys will, they're running around in these very, these places you go, man, I don't think I would be wanting to be seen, you know, run around there. And they're going, they with no protection. And I'm not saying they're frivolous about it, but I was making ambivalent and frivolous anyway. But they, you know, they're not protecting themselves the way you think they would, and it is because once somebody kind of identifies, I'm CIA, it's hands off. Because if you kill a CIA agent, you know the CIA is going to get you. That's been the thing of America. And it's not with Joe Biden. You can arrest people, you can detain them, you can do whatever you want. And by the way, that those numbers have gone up considerably in the time of Biden. And it was true with Obama. Remember the Otto what's-his-face in North Korea? It took Trump to get this guy back, to get this kid back. Tamaresi. Obama couldn't get Tamaresi back from Mexico. It was a guy here from Arizona, a congressman at the time, Matt, who did that. Matt Salmon. Anyway, this is a 78-year-old American citizen has been sentenced to life in prison in China for spying. They're saying he's a spy. His name is John Xing Wang Lung, who is also a Hong Kong permanent resident. Was convicted of espionage and given a life sentence Monday by the Intermediate People's Court in the eastern city of Suzhou. Says Long was detained in April of 2021. So this guy's been over there since April of 2021. And as my grandmother would say, he ain't heard, had no hair of him. So he's been stuck over there for 2 years. And it's just coming out. He said Chinese authority and state media have not previously disclosed any information on Lung's detention or the court process that led to his conviction. Cases involving state security are usually strictly handled behind closed doors. Look, I don't know what this guy's done. Here's what I do know. The Chinese have thousands of spies in America. Thousands. They have infiltrated our government and our institutions such that you can't distinguish it. And don't think because you hear one of them speaking absolutely perfect English, I'm talking with no Mandarin or Cantonese accent, that they're not a Chinese national. These people are amazingly bright. They learn language better than we... Well, that's not saying much, is it? Speak it better than we do. But... They've infiltrated academia, they've infiltrated corporate America, and they've infiltrated our government. And they have infiltrated our government at the highest level. And now, I don't know what this Loon thing is about, but you can bet it's related to Joe Biden being able to do nothing. Hands are tied. Said the Department of State has no greater priority than the safety and security of U.S. citizens overseas. Due to privacy considerations, we have no further comment. This is a spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy in China. Privacy. Yeah, due to the privacy efforts of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and, you know, the cover-up that we're doing on behalf of what the money that they've taken from China and the fact that the Biden family is actually partnered with the Chinese CCP spies, we reserve the right not to say anything because those rascally Republicans might just hold it against us. We have a government that is run by the Chinese.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.